life is a life for me, a life in the country. Wow, wow, I tell you, that's the place to be. I wish I was there now. You go to bed before it's dark. Up in the morning with the dark. Happy, careless, light and free. A farmer's life for me. A farmer's life for me. How are you, Professor?
Quite well, thank you.
Were you ever on a farm?
No, were you?
Was I ever on a farm? Listen, I started out one time to take a job on a farm. I got to the farmhouse about 4 o'clock in the morning, and the farmer met me at the door. Welcome, says he. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you like the place. He brought me right in the dining room, and there was the family just getting up from the table. Have you had your breakfast, says the farmer. No, says I. Well, sit right down, says he, and have your breakfast. Well, sir, they brought me in some ham and eggs, some buckwheat cakes, a great big cup of coffee with cream in it, and some homemade bread and butter. By golly, it was fine. And I got up from the table perfectly satisfied. Have you finished your breakfast, says the farmer. I have, says I. Well, now sit right down, says he, and have your dinner. Now, what do you think of that? After eating all that breakfast, well, sir, I started right in and I ate so much dinner I could hardly move when I left the table. The farmer smiled and he says to me, have you finished your dinner? I have, says I. Well, now sit right down, says he, and have your supper. Whoa, whoa! I didn't think I could eat another bite, but I started in again and I ate a fine big supper. When I got up, the farmer says to me, have you finished your supper? I have, says I. Well, says he, you've had a good breakfast, a good dinner, and a good supper. Now you can go right out in the field and work all day without stopping. Ha ha, the sly fox. But I was on to him. So I says, excuse me, I always go to bed after supper. All right, Professor, give me another bushel of oats. I just fell off a load of hay. I think I'll be on me way. Tooraloo, loo, loo, life. Goodbye.